Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. I don't know what time you're catching this at. It's my morning anyway. It's good to see you. It's great to see you. Big on with Dinny. And it's Dinny here. What's the crack, guys? We can't know what we don't know. I'd like to share a little bit of... This is just a Dinny bomb. It's not crypto related. The odd time I'll jump on and I'll drop a Dinny bomb. And it's nothing to do with Bitcoin and it's nothing to do with crypto. But it's just more to do with things I've learned over the last 40 years of being on this planet and going from someone with zero money and zero health, being a broken back and living in a caravan with no money in my bank account, to having a body that's fairly healthy and I can sort of do what I want with it and go surfing yesterday, and then I'm at motocrossing in the afternoon. You know, that's fairly extreme stuff for most 40-year-olds. And someone who doesn't have the financial worries that I used to have anymore, and can live my life on my own terms and have my time. Because there's a saying that time is money, and this is so true. The opposite is also true though. Okay, money is time. That's exactly what money is. The question of what is money for the first half of my life. Guys, good morning everyone. Hit the like if you're on. I'm gonna drop some Dinny bombs. For the first half of my life, I never questioned what was money. And it was ironic because I exchanged my time for money without ever having a proper understanding of answering that philosophical question, what is money? And it was only when I started to ask that question that I started to drag myself out of the rat race. And now I've exited the rat race, I believe, because, you know, I can enter it when I want to and I enjoy working and it's a bit of banter, but I'm not a slave to the system where I must work to survive. It's optional. I think that's, for me, that was always the holy grail. For some people, it's earn loads of money so they can go to fancy parties and get fancy things and impress everyone else. And I don't know, maybe I started out on that journey, but certainly that's not the destination I'm intending or have any want to go to now. Now it's just, I realize my time is finite. It's running out. I want to have as much experiences and fun and enjoy my time on the planet. And for me, that means surfing, that means motocross, that means having the crack, you know, my buddies and my family and things like that. So it's different for everyone. But it is a really important question of what is money? Okay, now we don't know what we don't know. For me, how I progressed, and I'll quickly tell you my story because I know we've got a lot of new people here. But I was living in a mobile home. I'd started a business because I was recovering from a broken back. Okay, I was still in a lot of pain. No, I wasn't in a lot of pain at this stage. I just had normal pain. Normal pain is what I feel today. With my body and my injuries, I feel pain every single day. When I used to do fitness and people used to say, oh, my knee is sore, I was like, oh my God, I would pay money just to have a sore knee. I'd pay a lot of money to be in their body for a day and to normally not feel pain. So pain is sort of always something that's there, and it's just a consequence of my past. And you just get on with it. But when I was living in a mobile home and I started my business, I seen an advertisement on, it was probably Facebook ads, and it was, turn your fitness business into a six-figure business. And at the moment, I was earning, you know, some weeks I remember having 90 quid, that's what I would have earned in the week. Not after profit, 90 quid was all I feckin' earned. And then other weeks, you know, I might have got 350 quid and that was a great week for me. So I certainly wasn't a six-figure business. And anyway, this coaching program came up, and there was a coach, his name was Simon Lavelle, and so I got on a call with Simon, and he gave me his pitcher course, and it sounded amazing, and I had all these limiting beliefs of why I couldn't do it, why it wouldn't work for me, why there was, you know, and you always try, and your mind will always search for reasons why it won't work for you, and why it'll be okay for other people, but it won't work for you because, and then you'll fill in the blanks, and then your mind will make the decision on it. But luckily, Simon's a good salesman. And he pitched me anyway, and he didn't close me straight away. Because the course was $4,000. And $4,000 was all the money I had in the world. Okay? That was my business bank account, all the profit that the business had made over 6 months or so, and any personal money that I had. Okay? And I needed that money to pay my van insurance, and to buy food, and all the regular other stuff that we need to do. But for some reason, which was the best decision of my life, I decided to take all the money that I had, at the time, although I was living in a caravan, and buy this feckin' course for $4,000. Now, when I got on the course, it was brilliant because Simon was on like a sort of spiritual personal development journey at the time, and he took everyone on the course on it as well. And he had realized that by investing into personal development and investing into your mindset, you're going to get bigger returns than just giving you a strategy and telling you how to write a Facebook ad. So that's what he'd done. And one of the first things that he gave me on the course is I got a little gift off him, and it was a book called Loving What Is, and it was all about your thoughts and how they affect your reality, and how thoughts aren't reality and you must detach your thoughts from reality. And it was just all these amazing things, and it opened my whole world up, because before that all I knew was there was just the outside world, what happens to me, and that's, I'm just sort of like, I'm like, don't know how you describe it, I'm just like a little marble rolling down a hill, and whatever is in front of me in the external world, that's what's affecting my path, and I'll bounce off things and move, and I have no control over that world. And I didn't realize that everything that happened in my outside world is totally from what's happening in my inside world, or my inside world, rather than having no direction, no consequence, or no effect on it, it has a massive effect. It probably has the biggest effect on it. So if I can change my internal state, what happens between my ears? Well, I can progress to change my external world. And that's exactly what I done over a decade, was I worked on my mindset and I got the biggest return on my life. You know, initially when I was poor and living in a caravan, all I wanted was money. I wanted money, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted money to give my parents because I seen them struggle for money their whole life. You know, and then when I got into my 20s, I just wanted money to not be in a fucking caravan to be able to buy a nice car, because I'm into cars, I love cars, and I'd be jealous of people with nice cars, and I'd be like, they don't deserve that car, they don't appreciate that car, look how dirty that fucking BMW is. If I had that car, I'd keep it really clean. As you guys know, I wash my car even when it's clean. You know, but again, that was another thing that wasn't serving me, was a jealousy. Because a jealousy, all that does is victimizes you, and it means you can't move forward. Now when I see someone who's doing really, really well, I'm so proud of them, and it excites me. And all I want to do is, I'm like, how can I give them value so that they'll give me some time and I can find out what they're doing, because they motivate, they inspire me. Whereas when I was super poor and the world was against me and it was all the outside world's fault that I was in this situation, you know, I had no means to move forward because I was just jealous and spiteful, and I didn't want anyone to be getting ahead of me. Versus everything I've achieved over the last 10 years, the way I've gotten it is by being of service to other people and giving people more help than someone else who does something similar to me will give them. Because then the people will choose me over the other person. So I want to be the most helpful. I want to give people the most value. And for me, that was something that not only did it mean I got customers in all the businesses that I've built over the last 15, 20 years, which have been a lot. Not only did I get customers freely and easily, but I also got opportunities because my customers liked me and appreciated me and knew that I'd go the extra distance for them. Well, they'd go the extra distance for me. And when an opportunity came up, and they'd be like, Dini, that might fit in with Dini's business. Or, yeah, no, Dini be good at that. You know, they're happy to refer people to me. And, you know, so you get all this second and third order consequences of this mindset shift. So one is trying to be more positive and see the positive and stuff and not let the negative, because nothing good comes of the negative. It just paralyzes you. Whereas the positive solutions come from it. Energy comes from it. Opportunities come from it. So working on my mindset and also trying to make my mindset more positive. And it was funny, like when I was really poor, you know, I used to do all these exercises and you were literally trying to be the person that you wanted to be before you're that person. So you felt that way. And I used to meditate, and I used to meditate for an hour a day, you know, 10 years ago, I used to meditate a lot. And you were literally trying to live in your future and experience it and feel it and be there. And it's amazing. And I know I've shared in the past before, I drew a little, I don't think I've ever shared it publicly. I might have been in my retire early club, but I shared a picture that I drew before I had anything, before I had a house, before I had a car, before I had a sports car, before I had any motorbikes. And in the picture, I have 5 motorbikes. I own 5 motorbikes now. I don't know why. I don't need 5 motorbikes. I can't ride 5 motorbikes at one time. It was only when I looked after a few years and I looked at my, I was like, oh yeah, look. And the picture, how I presented and how I, the future that I created 15 years ago, by not just going, I want to be rich. That's an issue what I done that didn't work. But then Simon taught me about mindset and to understand all this stuff. And it was like, no, you need an exact picture of what you want your future to be. Draw it. Use colours. make it as scary. And initially I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that because that's too hard to achieve. What if I can't do that? I'll just fail. And of course, you know, our mindset again, always like, what if I fail and people laugh at me and they say, ah, didn't you try that and it didn't work for you? And then I was like, but no, like, people probably aren't going to do that. That's just your mind that's thinking that people are going to do that. So, and then, so the whole point of this video is to try and, what time is it here now? Oh, it's only 8 minutes past. I've consulting all day today. I try and pack in, I do a week's work in a day, lads. So I can play for the other 6 days. But I've consulting session at 9:30, so I won't stay too long. But everything, if you can come to the realization that the world that's coming at you externally isn't reality, okay? It's perceptions of reality, all right? And there's corporations and institutions and it's all just a game. It's all just to try and screw up what's going on in your mind, because that's what creates the reality, is what happens in here. So all these external forces come at you to manipulate what goes on in here. And you know, the sad truth of it is, we go through our whole existence, which is a one in billions opportunity that we all have to be here. You know, when you mathematically break down, what's the chance of me being me? We go through our whole existence without ever living for ourselves, because we don't realize that what's going on in here, this is life, what happens in between your two ears, your consciousness, that is you. But because for me, for the first half of my life, I never realized that. No one taught me about it. The whole external and schooling takes all that away. It suppresses all that. So you think that it's all external. You must chase money. You must go into debt. There is no such thing as God. It is silly to think about God. And I don't mean God as in a man in the sky. I just mean spirituality. The question, like, what's the purpose of me being here? You don't have time to have all these thoughts to understand, what do I value? Like, I'm only here for a finite time. What does that mean? I've seen family be in my life and now they're gone and I miss them and I feel for them and it hurts that they're not here. Like, what is that? What is this journey? What's this all about? I need time to think about this and to contemplate this. I don't want to be on my deathbed and I've just lived in the external physical world and never questioned my internal world, because really my internal world is my life. And that's why I think it's really important to try and go down the rabbit hole. Realize that there's more to this, and realize that everything externally. And I'll just give you an example. Let's take ivermectin. You couldn't even mention that a couple of months ago and you'd get flagged for misinformation. Now it turns out they've done a full 180 on that, and it's on the government websites, and it's a legitimate way to treat people. But like, large corporations skewed that information, and millions of people died because a cheap drug was available. And millions of people who are so brainwashed to not realizing that you have an internal world and you can think for yourself. You don't have to be a slave to just absorbing what you're told and all the saturation that you live in. They went along with it. And they demonized anyone who would speak out against it. And they, you know, they made them feel bad. But like, you know, to me that's really sad, because a lot of people died that probably didn't need to die over this. And why? Because of money. You know, money is what screws everything. Fiat money. Not real money. Fiat money. And that's why, you know, I'm passionate that Bitcoin fixes this. Bitcoin is so much more. Any of you guys watching this, you need years to get to an understanding, and it's going to change your world. It's going to change how you think, how you feel, how you act, and how you live your life, and it's all going to be for an insanely positive. Initially, you'll come for it just to make money, because you know, money is time. That's all money is. It's a reflection of human time, and by having money, you buy back your time. Okay, so initially, that's why I came to Bitcoin, was just to get money. So I could spend time my own way. But what Bitcoin will do to you, and what it will do to our world, is it's going to totally change everyone and everything, and it has and it does. And most people are just here for the money and the quick money, and that's why they're into altcoins and they never actually understand the philosophy of money or the philosophy of Bitcoin or basic spirituality, because they're stuck in that rat race of external programming. Remember, I tell you that this is a matrix, because we live in the Matrix. I think the Matrix is like a documentary. You know, you just reflect it. And when I watched that film and I looked out my window, I was like, oh my God, this film is a documentary. We are all plugged in. And I'm one of them. I'm not that I'm like beyond this. I'm just spiritual being up above looking out and laughing. It's like, no, I recognize I'm trapped in this Matrix too. And then my goal became to exit that Matrix, you know, to exit the rat race. And I'll fully hold up my hands and say, I haven't exited. I'm not this spiritually balanced being whatsoever. But I work on myself and I enjoy the journey. And I had a slogan in one of my fitness businesses, and it was on the back of all our jerseys. It said, #progress. because humans feel good once we're progressing. And on the wall of the gym, we had strive for progress, not perfection. Perfection is the, that's the jealousy. That's the, I can never have it. I can never do it. I'm paralyzed. Progress is, well, I'm a little bit better than I was yesterday. You know, and for me, that was when I had a broken back. I used to walk in this hydrotherapy swimming pool and I was in agony the next day and I'd walk three lengths. Tiny little pool, lads. Second, 10 meters, I'd say. And I'd walk three lengths and I'd get out of the pool and I'd be in agony, okay? But then 3 days later, I was walking six lengths and I'd get out of the pool and I'd be in agony. And I remember thinking to myself lying in the bed going, oh man, this is terrible. Nothing's getting better. Why me? Why is the world against me? And I was like, but Dini, you're after doing 100% more work. You went from three lengths to six lengths. And yes, you're still in pain, but you've done 100% progress. You've done 100% more. And then that was my mind started to change. Okay, I need to focus on the positive, not the negative. I need to look at my progress, not my perfection. And then that became my mantra for my life. And it's still my mantra for my life, that everything I do, I'm not perfect by any means. I'm not the most organized person. I'm really unorganized. But I'm a doer. And I make progress. And I do push. And I screw up all the time. And I go backwards. And then I go, okay, I'm backwards. Like, I was doing fucking five sets of five muscles ups about 30 days ago in the gym. Now I can't even do one. I've gone way backwards. But I'm happy doing my pull-ups and I feel good that the next day I'll do a few more pull-ups and I'll get back to doing one muscle up and then I'll do two and I'll build back up. Guys, drop a like in if you like the Dini Bombs, the off-crypto topic Dini Bombs. But I just thought I'd try and highlight that everything that's coming at you externally, all the information that you're absorbing, it's very difficult. Like, is it truth? Nobody knows anything is truth. That's the one thing that you can, the only certainty that you can have in life is uncertainty. The only certainty that you can have is any information that's coming at you, it's very difficult to know if it's truth. So use your brain. You were given this amazing machine that's more complex than any machine that us as humans have built. Learn how to still your mind. Maybe learn how to meditate. Maybe try and understand that everything that comes at you, you're constantly being manipulated and swayed and pulled and dragged for someone else's agenda. But your agenda is your time on this planet, which is finite, which is running out. And you know, you should realize what's important to you and then work towards that, as opposed to fulfilling someone else's agenda or an institution or a big company's agenda. That's all I got to say this morning. I'm going to go in and get set up for consulting. If you like the video, give it a like, give it a share, give it a comment. And we'll get back to the more Bitcoin and crypto content during the week. I'm sure I'll get on. Although we're Thursday today, I've got live Bitcoin basics on later on. Free workshop. If anyone wants to begin their journey to understand how Bitcoin can give your time back, can give your life back, and give you more hope and a better future, I believe, well, jump on. And if you've been on the course before, well, you already know all that, but you're welcome back for a refresher. Grab it off the website, cryptowithdini.com or bitcoinwithdini.com. I think both URLs still work. I haven't got around to fully changing everything yet. Anyway, have a super day, guys. Thanks for being here. If you want a good read and you've never been exposed to any sort of mindset stuff, Loving What Is, Byron Katie. Amazing book. That was my first experience of anything, and then I went on down a deep rabbit hole of mindset and spirituality and all that good stuff, and ultimately it helped me get from not having life on my terms to having life on my terms, which was, you know, the greatest gift was signing up that $4,000, taking all the money I had and investing into that course all those years ago. Anyway, Dini out. That's why, invest in your education. It's the biggest return that you will get. You are the asset. See you guys.